What is up, everybody? Today we are talking about WeTV's Marriage Bootcamp, which is one of my favorite shows, and a lot more on Black Hollywood Live's The Trend. I just gotta let this beat just hit for a second. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even want to do the intro yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, just let it, just fill it. You know what I'm saying? What is up, everybody? Welcome to Black Hollywood Live, The Trend. I am Dariel Christian, your host, and joining me today is Jesse Janity.
What's up?
And then the reason I left you, Courtney, for the end, because you look very collegiate today. You're looking like you're giving me some Spellman shit right now.
You're giving me Beachella right now.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm giving Black Panther right now on my sweatshirt. So that's Fred Hampton and Huey Newton and Asada Shakur on my
HBCUs,
sweatshirt.
HBCU, shout out. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the look.
Gracias.
All right.
He took all that just to say.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm just saying I'm feeling the look. I'm very excited about our guest today.
I
mean, y'all hopefully can see them right now. Waka Flocka, Tammy Rivera in the house right now. WeTV's Marriage Bootcamp. We got a lot to talk about today.
Lord.
Look, Tammy's scared. Don't be scared, girl. We got you in here. We ready.
Right.
Looking good. Look
Thank
at you.
Y'all the easiest couple to bring on to any show because y'all have been the most consistent with each other. Y'all have shared your like true love through Love and Hip Hop to this. So it's like, and there ain't that much tea and drama with y'all.
No.
Y'all just are part of the mix
to
watch everything. It's a real relationship.
And whatnot. Share the positives.
Amen.
Now, here's why I love them too, though. Like, we were trying, you know, at the beginning of the show, we always pick a song, right? So I was asking him, I was like, what song of yours do you want to play? And he was like, man, you know, I don't really know. Like, it's cool. Like, pick something. Like, I appreciate that, man. That's humbleness, man. You know, like, we glad to really have you here. You know,
I used to have a publicist. I fired them because of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I keep marketing the new stuff. I'm like, man, it's too arrogant. Let people pick up what they like, man.
Before we get into it, what keeps you that way, though? You know what I mean? It's very easy in this business to not be that way. So what keeps you that way?
Probably because I never wanted to be what I'm doing.
It's not this is not a career thing. It's a tool. It reminds me of money. I always knew I never could keep money, but I always could use it to keep my position in life. Just like music. I know I can never keep music. I can never have this position because I watch everybody through history fight for that number one spot. And that's ain't nobody number one, man. You might be number one in this room
for a second. Yeah.
You're right about that.
I was number one. I came out 2009 to 2008 to 12. That's good enough. It's a lot of money. I'm straight, and I walked away. It ain't like the game walked away from me. I walked away, and I just wanted to be a better husband and raise my family. It took me 5 years to do that.
I feel that, brother.
Longer than that, it took me like 7 years to do that.
But musically, for as long as you were in it, I mean, you have a name that is stamped in music history and a sound, realistically.
Yeah, you know, I come from, like, the older peers. I respect them a lot because I come from, like real OGs and not just street stuff. When I say an OG is an original good person, like, or original gangster, like, they really were telling me, like, yo, Waka, what's next? Like, what are you going to do next? What's next? Do you got a business? I'm not talking about just owning property. Like, anybody can own property. I can make this account and do all the work because I got the capital.
Yep.
Hey, I look like a businessman. No, why my career slowed down? Because I wanted to really know. I wanted to know A through Z because even my wife, she could tell you, I've been through so much shit. And my mother used to always say, like, stop taking it personal. How? This is personal. This is my life.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That. Like, you know? My life, a year for me, a year for people and I don't want to say the regular world, but just people who don't do music, is like a month for me. It's like y'all year is my month.
Yeah.
So in a month, I'm doing what people do in a year.
Yeah, that's true.
So it got a little. I don't know how I feel to be in my 20s and be regular. I just don't know how I feel.
Yeah.
Tammy, where'd you build that shell up to be that voice for him? Like, fuck what they saying. Like. Wait, hold up. We need Tammy's mic is
kind of low. We want to make sure that she's heard. Listen, we want to make sure she's heard.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I can't hear myself.
She got the Janet Jackson mic on. Make sure she's heard.
You're good now, but
yeah.
Okay. I guess for me, it's like being a voice for him is just it's like being a voice for my family. Like that strength. Period. Like, you know, it's like any of you guys. Like you have your family. It's like I'm gonna protect mine from social media trolls, from the outside, spiritually, whatever I have to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna protect mine. So we kind of
you humble right now. I'm telling y'all right now. I don't care how
I'm
much money I got.
I'm humble more times. Okay. <I'm,
laughs> She's like, let's keep it real. I need something. I need some like a upper.
You know, being real, like I could be the most gangsters, the most scariest, the most coolest. This. Yo, people really left me like the string.
Yeah.
It's a choke. They took all the oxygen out of me. This woman put it back in me. That's why we here. Like, I'm not even lying. Like, the amount of disrespect people did because they thought they were so clever because I painted this idiot picture. So when people do sneaky shit or conniving things, they think I'm so dumb that I don't know it.
Right.
But every time I knew it. But what they just don't know, like, I ain't finished drawing their character in my picture. You see what I'm saying? So I feel like Picasso. So when I'm painting a picture, I'm like, oh, they fucked up. I'm good. Like, that's how I feel. So I learned how to not take that part of the game personally. You see what I'm saying? But the way you treat me, because I genuinely love you. Like, if I genuinely got love for y'all, and y'all just like, yo, why are you not sticking up for a nigga? Like, oh, bro, that hurts. You see what I'm saying? I don't need you to do it on camera, but I need you to do that amongst your peers.
Right. I feel you.
It don't mean nothing about camera. Like, the way people, like, view the Waka Flocka is like, damn, that's ill. Because now I can move and be who I'm originally am. Like, if I make y'all think that I'm an ant, you would never think I was a giant.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But my friends know
you're dropping knowledge up in here, man.
But it's real shit. My friends, my peers knew that what they were dealing with was a giant, a quiet giant. So what they did was voiced quicker than me and made they so seem genius. And I'm watching it. And I watch how music shifted and fucked up and went to the wrong hands and how people control this culture. You see what I'm saying? I'm looking like, wow, you bent over and I look wrong.
But I see. I don't know because it's like you're saying this, and like I went to
myself. Yeah. It's not for nobody else.
But like, as far as you just said, like on the outset,
I'm
like
a Gemini, by the way,
growing up.
Gemini. Tell me, what are you?
You like every family?
See, I knew it. I'm August 19th, baby girl. Yeah. Baby girl, what's yours? What's yours?
July 30th.
See, I knew it. I knew it. And then, now you gems.
Literally every guy in my family is a Gemini.
I love y'all, but y'all like Tuesday and Wednesday is different people.
But
y'all good people though.
I pick up spirits though, and it's bad. Like I Tammy knows. I could look at somebody and they start talking about yo, this is who they are. I could walk with you like yo, you need to da 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 and stop. It'd be like, how the fuck do you know that? Like, because we pick up the energy.
Yeah, you do.
So sometimes it's just like I could be in my head. It could be the happiest thing.
They're not living their head.
One day. That's because all those different personalities.
But when
though.
I did live it's in my head,
they're
like,
empathic. Like, you know what they feel the energies of everybody.
Tupac. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's what I was going back. I think that's what works with you. And, like, so for me, I've never actually looked at, like, from watching your interviews when you first came out to today, you've always come across as, like, someone who was woke or becoming or wanting to find out something more than just, you know what I mean? Like, that rap life, hip-hop life. Like, you've always carried that, and your fans have always been that mixture. Like, you've always been able to jump into pop culture in that sense of it, which is why I love watching interviews of you, because I think that you and I was kind of like, why the hell are you going on Love and Hip Hop?
It's my wife. She got bored. Yeah. Bro, she in the house all day.
No, I didn't get bored.
Bro, she's bored.
No.
Like, to me, I felt sorry, but I gotta cut you off. I feel like she would have got, but I will always cut you off.
Wait, Tammy, do me a favor. Pull your mic a little closer. Like, just a little closer, because I want to hear everything you're saying.
But that's what I created. You see what I'm saying?
No, like, I wanted
my own stuff. I was just about to say, let me finish talking. She was bored. And literally, she said something. You just not bored. She said something. She's like, I want to bring my own money. Like, yo, I wanna pay for shit. Let me take care of you.
Listen, I ain't mad at that though. Yeah. I ain't mad at that.
About being poor. I've always been self-efficient.
Because you have the fashion line too.
You have the online and everything.
I appreciate that.
Before she got bored, I didn't want her to be the stay-at-home mom and cook and clean. Mine, she's a great cleaner. She's everything. But that ain't her. Like, I felt like, and you could ask her, like, yo, I feel like I'm stopping you from being who you're supposed to be. Because she's so outgoing. Like, with me, she'd curl up and, what you need, baby? It's more like Cinderella catering. I'm like, yo, what you want to be?
You feel that you were doing that?
I'm doing what a strong woman does, mm-hmm. which is make sure the house is good, your husband straight, your kids straight, still build the business, still be sexy, still be a fashionista. Whatever it is that I feel like I want to do, I'm going to do it. You got to jump. Saying?
She answered it. She answered
You
it.
Got a unicorn right
but
here.
But listen, she just answered how I felt. See how she put 3 to 2 things in front of herself?
She did.
Mm-hmm. I know
that. And that was the problem for me being her man. I'm like, yo, I want you to come first. All your life, like you raising a kid, the man that took your virginity was your, y'all was married. Like, nigga, you don't know how it feel to be Tammy. What did you want to be? Like, I'm saying in my mind, but I have a bad way of, like, talking to her, like, saying it, because I'm a Gemini.
No,
so.
It's the delivery. But it's even terrible. When he does it, period. I've been with him so long, I hate talking. Even when he does interviews and he say certain things, I have to go back. And like, you know, like, well, what he meant was, or I'll tell him, I can translate. Because he's like, he is a Gemini. He has so much stuff in his head. And he says it, and sometimes the delivery isn't right.
No. This is what it is, baby. I like talking to people in a cluish way because I still want you to work for the answer. And that's the thing. Why y'all talking fucking clues and riddles? Just say it. But I like for you to work for the answer because I'm such a, you know what I'm saying?
You want to paint the picture with the conversation.
Yeah, but see, I think more so like when it comes to like for when we first got together, I've never, you know what I'm saying? I love him, of course. He was in his, you know, his world, and I just knew that in order I didn't want to become just wrapped up in being his woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I am his woman, and he's right. I do put a lot of things in front of me because, I mean, that's what I feel. I was raised by a strong woman, and that's what you do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You make sure everyone else. And then I'm a Leo, and my heart is huge. So sometimes I tell them one day my heart is going to have me. It's going to be the death of me.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I can't.
We love hard.
I can't help it.
We love hard.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you two fear. You have a fierce personality too.
Yeah,
so
like,
I can't help it.
But you're like that with him because you know you have a softness with him.
I'm like that with everybody.
Really?
He could tell you. I'll meet someone and put them in a house and then buy them a car and then I come home like with these sob stories like, well, baby. They were like, and he was like, oh, he's
you sure you're not? You sure you're not a Virgo?
Yeah,
my mom's a Virgo.
My mom's a Virgo too.
Girl, I'll be backing everyone up and rewashing home.
But here's the thing with that: if they do you dirty, we will fuck them up.
We will cut you off real quick.
Never talk to you ever again.
You know, Tammy, what she say is like women. I watch the results of our woman and our community be quiet and just stay home. And when a man left, it was crippled. So I remember my wife did a post about somebody, and one of my friends was like, yo, bro, stop getting your wife to talk like that. Because if somebody say something crazy, it's going to be a problem. And I thought to myself, he said, you know something? Nah, nigga, it ain't a problem. Like, why should she shut up? What topic she can't talk on? I'm like, nigga, nah, it need to be a new example. Like, it's equal. It's not man come first, nigga. I need her to be just as strong as me, because that is me. So if we carrying the same last name, we the same. So that's why people like these women rights. I slick feel it. You see what I'm saying? I feel that shit. Like, your woman should get up and clean and cook and do more than just that. Nigga, y'all should switch roles. I'm telling you, because if you got balance in your role, and that's why I feel like we work, because we balanced it out. Like, it balanced. Like, she forced the balance on her end. Like I'm going to do it. Nigga. I'm like, yo, I got to pay the bills. I paid it. It's paid. Hey, I got clothes for you. This is like, God damn. Oh, so this one, man. This is how men treat a woman. Like, I never had no woman do that. Like, she spoiled me. Like, ain't no woman on earth ever do that.
See, I was going to ask you, was your mom like her? Because, you know, they say that we find someone who is like our parent. You know what I mean? So I was wondering.
And more. Like, she literally spoiled me. She the first woman to ever just spoil me and didn't cater to me. That's what I loved about Tammy. Tammy never, if I was wrong, I was always wrong. No matter from the beginning, if she wasn't nobody, like she took, from the beginning, she's like, you got me fucked up. I'm not doing that. Like, immediately, her mouth was crazy. And I liked that. Like, that shit was so sassy.
I remember one day he called Debbie. He was like, Mom, get this bitch out my house. Her mouth is crazy.
His mom came to the house. I can't hit no girl.
And she's like, what is going on? And he like, her fucking mouth, she just disrespectful. And Deb is crying. Left. He like, you think this shit is funny? And she's looking at me and she like, girl, what you say? Because she's disrespectful, so she knows. And I'm like, he got me fucked up. Like,
I should yell. She's like, I'm not scared. Like, knock me out then.
Like,
I'm like, I'm like, fuck!
I'm gonna tell you this story. One day, when we first, like, what's the gap for? Like, a few months.
Yeah.
And I'm from up north. I'm from Baltimore. He lives in Atlanta. So, and I came and we was going somewhere and I put this outfit on. And he was like, your shoes don't, you know, your shoes, why you put on a different color shoe? And I was like, boy, I do this. Like, you know, like, I don't play when it comes to fashion. I'm like, I do this. So, and he was like, he said something like, and we got an argument. I was like, hold up. I'm not none of these tacky bitches you used to talking to. I don't know who you think you talk to, but you're not going to tell me how to fucking dress. So we're really going at it in the car. And this is our first argument. And he just takes my purse and he throws out the car like, will you get the fuck out? I said, fuck you, nigga. I get out the car and I'm arguing. His friends are in the back and they're laughing. So then he drives off and he pulls back up like, get in the car. I'm like, I'm not getting in the car with you. Like, you can get out of here. So he starts getting out the car and like trying to get me to get back in the car. And the police pulls up. And the police is like, ma'am, is everything okay? And walking like, she good? So I'm like, you know, so me and him still going at it. And the police like, sir, I asked her a question. I'm like, listen, you ain't going to talk to him like this.
Right, you flipped it. You flipped it. You got it right. Right. But that's what we do as Leos, though.
I'm like, at the end of the day, like, you not going to play with my husband. Right. Like, we going to jail together.
Wait, so y'all been together for how long?
Our daughter was 5 years old. I met Tammy when Charlie's going on 5. She's 13 going on 14.
Wow.
Going on 8 years. We've been married. Well, we're celebrating our 5-year anniversary being married.
Married.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So you guys have known each other.
So that means, game.
Together.
No, we've been together since we met.
Like, literally. Like, I'm talking about the first. Like, I never, like, I'm telling you, like, when I met Tim, I told him I'm married.
He did.
Yo, in my mind, I said, if I get her to leave Baltimore, she's mine.
Wait, so tell us about the first time ever meeting. Yeah,
you want me to tell a story? Because he have a Martin version. I don't know.
Listen, for the audience, we remixing the show today. We ain't talking about topics. We talking about that. Y'all, like, fuck the topics.
He has the Martin version.
Give us the Martin version.
On his version. And then the real version.
On his version, he was the pimp, and he kicked him in the corner.
You got
to recover. Yeah, I
want to see. South Beach. Spring break.
Miami. All right.
Spring break.
What year? What year?
2011? 10? 10? 11? 10? No, it was like 12-ish. 11.
No, it was 11.
Oh, it was 11. It was 2011. My show got shut down because that's the time they was fighting that weekend.
Right.
Big fights. We got in like a huge fight. I'm talking about, bro, we got in a fight so big. It was like a security and us was fighting some other group of guys. Because they was throwing like water and hit a security in the head with a bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Some shit. It was just wild. So we fought. Boom, boom. We leave. I'm like, yo, fuck that. Let's go on South Beach with the tour bus. Turn this shit to a movie. You're like, let's get some girls. Cool. We get off. That shit is a movie. I'm talking about, bro, it's like 100 folks. You're following us. Like, it's a movie. This Instagram don't count. This shit is a movie. Man. I bump into Tammy. Like, and I was turned kind of like this way. And I turned, it's like, oh, they gonna walk. I'm like, ooh, Lord.
She fine.
I grabbed her hand. Like, boy, you with me. She looking like, boy, let me go. I'm like, give me that phone. But for real, you got to stay with me.
Okay, so my version.
Hey, I'm going to hear the both versions.
So then she's like, Tammy, why was you in South Beach?
Yeah, so my best friend, Danielle, it was actually my first time ever going to Miami. And I went
she was there. On me. It was right by 5
guys. Now I was on him. See, how this shit just switched.
All right.
Hey, listen, you know I was
you
dripping.
Changed it a little bit.
No.
Yeah, it changed it.
You changed it a little bit. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I got your back, but you changed it a little bit.
He had to make it sound swaggy for his
right. Yeah,
but she was on a nigga like. It's acting like you wasn't on me. Like,
I don't know.
We don't know yet.
She was on my tour bus.
Oh, so now I was on your tour bus.
I ain't get no booty, though. She was on my tour bus.
Oh, really? Okay.
I ain't get on no fucking tour bus. So I'm like, oh man, yes, the fuck? You give me that phone.
Like you said the most important thing to make sure you go home tonight. There ain't no argument. Oh, no. She ain't give me none of that.
No, she ain't give me no head. But honestly, bro.
But that's what.
Like,
that's
she talked to me. Like, I'm telling y'all, the first night I met Tammy, we end up my bus, driving to my room, and I talked to her all night and morning. I didn't even want no ass. I didn't try to take no ass. It's just like.
Okay.
I felt like, man, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm not taking
it. I'm just joking. Go ahead.
We can't play like that.
Listen, but, we ain't talking about R. Kelly today.
Right.
Not far from.
Like I was just, it felt like she was the first, like, I was going through so much shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, when I tell y'all, I've been through so much shit from being shot to losing to conniving to, it was just too much. It was too much. That was the first, like, me and Tim was the first time in my life from the day that I got on. 3-4 years fast forward till I stopped and talked about it. She the first one I talked about like my career, my life with.
Man.
I didn't trust nobody at like zero.
And mind you, we just met each other.
And I just met her. Like she made me feel that comfortable. I'm like, yo, I gotta get her.
But what was it about her that made
her
you
spirit.
Be able to like
her
really
spirit.
Feel that? You know
her
what I'm
spirit.
Saying?
That's straight energy is a spirit.
And did you know, like, when you first met her, that you were like, this is, like, something's going to happen with this? I don't know what.
Yeah, I told her. She thought it was a game. Something's going to happen. I said, man, I'm going to marry you. You're my wife.
So, but what made you feel safe enough that it was
so let me start from my let me start from my
because it's two different versions.
Why are you keeping the
hiccup? I'm saying
I swear
every story she tells she's so perfect she did not do no wrong.
God, it's true. My best friend, she's it was my first time in Miami, and that's why I said I feel like kind of it was not kind of I know that it was fate. Like I tell you, this is my soulmate, and I mean it whole.
I see it honestly. I feel it.
My best friend was a huge fan of his, and she had his picture all on the wall. And this is way in Baltimore. Like, and my little sister used to like him too, and she would kill me if she heard on me say that on live. She can't. They are like super close now. But anywho,
that's my nigga.
So my best friend, we're in Miami, and we heard on the radio, Waka Flocka gonna be a club such and such such tonight. And my best friend, like my best friend, hood as fuck. We from West Baltimore.
I mean, we hood. I love it. So my best friend,
like, oh shit, Waka gonna be at the club, bitch. We going to his club. And I was like, I don't want to go there. It's gonna be too ratchet. I don't want to go to a classy club. And so she was like, all right, okay then. So we ended up going to the club that I wanted to go to. And this is what I say, it's fate. He ended up being at the club that we went to. So we were staying in line, and we saw him walk past, and I was like telling my best friend, I'm like, damn, that your dude right there. So she was like, I know, damn, that's crazy.
Standing in line.
Yeah, we were standing in line. I act like I was, like we was nigga VIP. We were standing in line. This is my first, I mean, I was bad as shit in line, but I was standing in line. So we were, and then he ended up coming out of the club, so we were like, fuck it, we leaving. So we ended up leaving the club, and we were walking, and I just looked up, and somebody grabbed my hand, and it was him. So we were walking and shit, and my best friend, this shit was so funny. She was like, my best friend, she's chocolate, beautiful chocolate woman. She was like, I knew he liked red bitches. So she's sitting there. And then we're laughing and joking and whatever. So he like, where y'all going? So we end up hanging out all night. And he was like, I want you to come back with me to my room while I pack. He was like, I don't know what it is. I just like your energy and whatever. And I was like, nigga, I'm not coming back to your room.
Right. Talking about energy.
Yeah, energy. Nigga. So he's like, no, sure. I swear to God. He like, I swear to God, shorty. He like, I don't want nothing from you. I just want to talk to you. Like, I really do.
I love that,
so
though.
I was like, okay. So we went back in the room and we really talked all night long. And we fell asleep. And you helped me. And you was like, don't tell nobody. I'm holding you.
Oh, yeah,
you cuddled with me. And so I got up. I remember, this is the funny part. I remember my best friend banging on the door. Because she was outside talking to his brothers or whatever. She come banging on the door. She's like, she had a boyfriend at the time. So she's like, bitch, Paul is blowing my phone up. We need to go. So I was like, okay. So I was like, hey, guy. Like, because I still had my clothes and everything. Because we fell asleep talking, literally. So I'm like, put my shoes on. And I was like, hey, dude, you know, bye. It was fun. Yeah, we had fun. You know, what like, hi, bye. So he, like, knocked out snoring. So I'm like, all right. Bye. So to me, it was just going to be a fun story about how I met him, and he was super cool, and we talked, and, you know, things
now,
like that.
Now, had you guys exchanged information at that point?
Yeah, no, we hadn't.
Okay,
so it
fate.
Was just, yeah, we just go. Literally was talking.
We talked till we fell asleep.
Literally. And so I just grabbed my shoes, and we hit in the elevator. So me and my best friend leaving, and we hit the elevator, and the hotel that he was staying in had
Embassy
clear,
Suites.
It was like you could see.
He said the Embassy Suites.
Yeah,
then
you remember it.
Damn, that's
so
that's
you
love.
It was like clear where you could see. All I saw was him running out the room, trying to put his shoes on, and he looking around like. So I'm like, look at my best friend. Like, bitch, look at him, look at him. So we're watching him. So we get downstairs. I don't know how he got downstairs. He get downstairs. He's like, shut up. He was so country to me because I was from up north. He's like, shut up. Where the fuck you going? Why you just leaving? And I was like, well, I gotta go. I was like, you know what? I'll call you later. We can link up. And he was like, no, stay. And I was like, I can't stay. I gotta go back. And he was like. I said, I got to take a bath. I got to put my clothes on. I got to check on my daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, you got a daughter?
Yeah. He's like, you got a daughter? I was like, yeah. I was like, I have a beautiful daughter, whatever. So I was like, I got to go. He was like, I'll buy you new clothes. Like, I just don't want you to go. And I was like, no, I'll come back. So he ended up, we went home. We stayed up all night. So we went back to my friend's house and we fell asleep. And we get a call from his brother. And he's like, he gives him the phone. He's like, well, I want to talk to you. So I'm like, yeah. He's like, where you at? And I'm like, I'm asleep. He's like, come back to me now. And I was like, I gotta wait for my friend to pick me up. I don't live in Miami. He was like, fuck her. You don't need her. You don't need nobody. I'll send a cab. I'll send somebody. Just come. And I was like, nigga, calm down. Come. So we ended up going to the studio. And he's like, come. They pulled me to the back. And he came to the back. And he was like, I don't know what it is about you, but you're gonna be my wife. He like, God told me you're gonna be my wife. And I was like, damn. Okay, he's high as fuck. And then, no, swear to you. And then I got on the airplane. This is the craziest part. And y'all, people might think I'm lying, but I put this on the air my daughter breathed. I got on the airplane, and I don't know why, I started praying for him.
Really?
What were you praying? Like, what were you saying?
I was just, like, asking a covering prayer. I was just asking God, like, cover him, like, keep him safe, like, you know, just protect him.
Damn, he ain't getting no wang. Why is he doing that?
Damn.
I don't know why. It was just, I really prayed for him. And fast forward 3 weeks later, I was moving to Georgia, and we were together.
Three weeks later?
Wow. Now, did you ever have that fear of... You know, okay, I'm dating a hip-hop artist.
No, she came up for herself.
I came first. She ain't bling her. I told him, it was like the end of the school year. Mm-hmm. So I would fly back to Baltimore every week. Okay. Every week, you know, so I told my daughter, I said, listen, we might be moving to Georgia, but I told my mom, I said, before I go down there, I have to make sure it's cool for me to even move my child. So I kept, you know, I would fly home every week, make sure, you know, so my baby was straight, and my mom, if she had like 2 weeks of school left. And I told him he had a house full of dudes living with him because, you know, he's an artist and all his friends.
The entourage.
Yeah.
It's a gated community.
It's definitely a gated, like, it's a country club or whatever. Yeah. So I told him, I said, listen, you know, I definitely, you know, come down here. We can be together, whatever. I was like, but I have to have my own place, I said, because I have my daughter and I can't bring my daughter around all, you know, to all these dudes. And he was like, they got to go. Fuck it. I don't want you to go nowhere else. Damn. And he got his friend's apartment and he put them somewhere else. He was just like, I don't want you nowhere else. I want you with me all the time. And from that day, I know that his ass is going to be the damn demon child after that. No, he was amazing. But, you know, he saw what he wanted. And he knew he wasn't ready for it.
No, I knew I wasn't ready.
But why weren't you ready for it?
I just became famous.
Yeah, he knew he wasn't ready. And I kept telling him, I'm like, you know, this is not what you're ready for. Like,
but I knew, like, I'm like, yo, if I keep going this way, bro, I'm gonna get smoked, die, have kids I don't want.
Now, you're going through that while you're dating her.
Nah, I'm talking before. It's like, if she goes stay with me and detox a nigga and teach me what life is, I don't know what life is. I come from criminals. I come from people that don't vote. We don't give a fuck who the president. We don't care who's this. We don't care. Like, the media. I never even watched the news until I got famous. What am I watching the news for? Unless somebody on it, they talking about us. Mm. They saying, yo, somebody got killed in your neighborhood. Other than that, I didn't know what the real world did. I was a criminal.
That's because your brain is a fucking sponge. Because, like, the way you've always spoke since I've seen you, like, bro.
I honestly, God, don't know. But one thing I had was an imagination. I'm telling you, I'm the kind of person that is, yo, I don't know what good is until I see it. People could tell you a lot of shit. One thing I didn't do was sell crack. I didn't do, like, harsh shit to people, like rob convenience stores, rob old ladies. I'll take that back. like, it's just like, it's a lot. I never touched an old lady or touched women. You see them? If you're a drug dealer, you wrong? I'm going to put my hands on you. Come here, nigga. Come here. What's in there? All right, we done. Like, I'm never doing no, you know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't sell crack. That shit was just killing me. I couldn't do that. I felt like God, like, yo, you going down. You know, I just had weed. But I said, yo, the day somebody showed me the right thing, because I fucked up in basketball, I chose gangbanging in the streets.
That's what it was.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? I was just shit in basketball. You know, but I my brother died, and it opened up another side of my brain that I didn't want to. I was bad as shit in elementary school, like real bad.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'6". I got chased by my whole elementary school.
I was about to say, you a tall Negro. So but I'm 6'2", so I was like,
but
taller
than
me.
Honest to God, true, bro, you really don't know. And when you talk like this, people are like, oh, you just falling off or something. Like, nigga, I've been in the field. So
I don't think he actually knew with me. I don't think he even knew.
I didn't even know I was crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, people are like, yo, you crazy. I'm like, how? This nigga crossed the line. Wipe his nose. Like, right now. I don't give a fuck if the president of Disney in it. Man, get him, man.
Yeah.
I don't care about none of that. But now you mindful now. Now you be like, yo, I'm bugging. Yo, chill. Like, I don't even know how to think like that.
Yeah, but on the flip side, what I would say about you, though, is like, all those things that have happened in your life have made you the man that you are right now, that you're able to look at it in a different way.
And it allows you to speak to a certain platform that doesn't pay attention to those things. You're an insider key.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, it's so funny because I always talk to motivational speakers, right? And my whole thing is motivational speakers. And I applaud the ones who know how to grasp at the people that ain't even looking for motivation. Yeah. They don't even know how to even start that. Yeah. You have that conversation because of where you've been, but because, like I said, I've paid attention to you since you came out. Yeah. Like, so I've heard how you speak. It's a reason why I love your mother and I love y'all's relationship because the way you treat her.
Yeah.
You know how to treat women. I got a lot of respect for
you. You know, one thing I will say about him and his brothers, all of his brothers, they are they could be the most street, like, guys ever, but what took me back. They're so affectionate. I'm not an affectionate person, and it's crazy. And he's super affectionate. Mm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even, like, man, me and my daughter run from him. Like, I swear, like, he gets our cheeks. He gets, like, he's so affectionate.
That's very Gemini, too, though.
Yeah,
that is Gemini. I love my, I'm telling y'all, bro. Charlie, man, that Tammy can't give me nothing else. Like, people want a baby. I'm telling it. This is my first time saying I have to pray not to get her pregnant.
Because you
love Charlie that much. But I want a baby real bad. But, bro, I love the fuck out of her. Like, I never even know you could love a woman without intimacy or a female.
Yeah.
That's and it's, yo, I'm telling y'all, it's man, it's crazy. Like, if she could smell, like, you, I could start crying. Like, her smell could make me cry.
He called me the other day. She was in the mall. And he FaceTimed me, and he literally has, like, tears in his eyes. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? He's like, baby, Charlie at the mall at the food court with her friends.
Hey,
I said, nigga, you called me for that. He was like, she growing up, man. I can't believe it. She growing up. I'm like, yo. But their relationship, I never even thought that. I mean, I'm not going to say. I always knew whoever would love me or whoever I'd be with would. Was gonna love my child because there's no other way I'm gonna
and
have it.
You said she's 13.
She's 13 now.
13.
Yeah.
Ooh, teenage.
Yes. Yeah. She's getting there. Ooh, yeah. I always knew that. But
I was just gonna say.
I never thought in a million years that their dynamic would be the way that it is. You get what I'm saying?
It's and like, that probably actually even turned you on even more though because he's able to like really embrace. All of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, he's been there since she was four or five.
Yeah.
So you see what I'm saying? So over the years, I watched girls. So now it's not even like, it's to the point like she say, oh, well, mommy, I'm going to go have, I will call your father, ask him. Like, it's not even a conversation of like, you know what I'm saying? No, like,
I just let her grow.
I want to talk about the segue. I want to get into where we are today. So you guys connect, you get this great relationship, so then Love and Hip Hop comes on the board, which to me, for you, seemed like something like really Walk about to go Love and Hip Hop right now. You guys put a lot on there, and I mean, for a couple, especially even, I'm going to get this question with Marriage Bootcamp too, when you see a couple go on national television, it's opening yourself up. Now, you've been used to, you know, the slander and all that stuff, you know, for you, this is a new...
Nah, she used to it too. She's right next to me going through it.
But on Love, but for that.
But yeah, from a platform, everybody got an opinion.
Love and Hip Hop. And y'all were on the height of Love and Hip Hop.
Old people like, you are so wrong for that pretty girl.
Yeah.
Like, get your motherfucking ass off me, old ass lady. Like, they be jumping me. Like,
no, and nothing. I believe it though. I don't think Walker really knew
that
the magnitude.
The magnitude of it as well, because I'm like, we never really talked about, like, after he watched it back, like, the separation, everybody know it played part on television, and it was, like, one of the saddest moments of everyone's
life.
That
was a turnaround. I ain't gonna even lie.
Yeah.
That right there, I was like, damn, I went too far.
Yeah, when he watched it back, like, when he actually watched it back, he was just disgusted.
Yeah, I was fucked. I never watched it.
So to answer that, so when you watch yourself,
we was like, what?
They did it.
We were so upset with you.
But do you realize?
I think the world cried with me and Deb that day.
But do you realize a lot about yourself when you watch yourself back? Like, did that change you? You know what I mean?
I think it changed
me. It definitely did. Like, even like Love and Hip Hop, it wasn't about Love and Hip Hop. Like, before we got on, I'm not trying to act like nothing, but I just wanted to just answer every question y'all did. The reason for me getting on Love and Hip Hop was A, my wife, and B, show people how powerful we are. Mm-hmm. And a show that y'all took for a joke, it's serious right now. Yeah. You got Cardi B's, you got everybody. But hey, Walker and Tammy cranked that motherfucker up and didn't make it a joke. Watch Marriage Bootcamp ain't gonna be a joke. My words.
Let's
talk about power we got.
What made you guys?
That's how much power we got.
Want to be a part of Marriage Bootcamp? Because had you seen it before?
We want people to don't be afraid of every aspect of their life. So we'll gamble ours.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I know we strong. It ain't no TV show that's finna break this. This shit real. I want people to really be in love. Don't be in love for clout or for money or for a look.
You know what's so crazy, though? Even with the Marriage Bootcamp thing, we never thought about it. Like, you know, most people are like, we have to really sit down and talk about this. Like, it's a big... We were just like, oh, come on. What is it?
Tell y'all, like, yo, let's tell y'all the questions. For what?
But I tell you... Like, people, when we got asked this, we did all video interviews all day, and people asked us this, kept asking us this all day. Were you afraid of that breaking your relationship?
Yeah. Or why?
When you have been through real shit, mm-hmm. and I'm talking about not no TV shit, I'm not even talking about together, but even growing up as kids, we both been through some crazy fucked up shit. And together, we've been through fucked up shit. So, what... That is a walk in the park. You know what I'm saying? Like, not saying
it. We came from ugly.
Yeah, we come from like super humble beginnings.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day,
I feel that though.
Yeah, it's just like, you know.
But there are a lot of people like that have been through that. But there's a chip on you guys that is this like, it's a power chip because yes, you guys have been through those things, but everybody doesn't come out on the other side with the mentality that you have.
That's true.
We see it with Love and Hip Hop.
I'm not gonna lie to you guys.
They're not fighting all the way. I'm telling you, you gotta fight.
I don't even think that they're fighting. I think that the reason that they're not is because we are so worried about what everybody else thinks. And the people that you don't even fucking know, people that are behind their computers and behind their phones telling you what you need to do and who you need to leave and how your man ain't shit and how your girl ain't shit. Like, that is why. I don't think that it, like, that, like when even when the Cardi B and you know, thing came out with her husband, I'm not going to sit up here and be like, girl, leave your man.
Yeah.
Or be like, I'm not going to say leave your man. I'm not going to say he's right. I'm not going to defend him either. At the end of the day, do what's in your heart. Only, I don't know how that man, I don't know your dynamic outside of what you post. I don't know how he makes you feel. I don't know how he treats you in real life. I don't know how he treats your daughter. Like, I know this man. You know what I'm saying? And besides the issues that he's had publicly that everybody know about in the past, which were major issues, you know, I'm not gonna belittle them. There is nothing. When I did my list of, okay, pros and cons, the one thing that he had that was a problem was he got caught cheating. You see what I'm saying? So, and I'm not saying that was a small thing or something to just like, oh, no, that's not nothing. But there are people that get beat on. There's women who don't baby daddies ain't shit. Niggas ain't. It's a lot of stuff that people be doing.
Surviving R. Kelly. Surviving R. Kelly.
Right.
But marriage is a house of staying together, working through it. We look at our grandparents. You know, I look at my grandparents.
And
my parents have been together
been
for 35, almost 40
people
years.
People go through shit. I'll be honest with you. I had a different perception of you guys before you came in. I want you to win. Like, listen, you better stay together. I'm going to come to your house and your house. That's the way I feel right now.
My perception was like, curious when I seen y'all go on Marriage Bootcamp. I'm like, why the fuck they
here's the thing.
Because we still have...
When people go...
That shit was fun.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I can imagine. And it can only make you two stronger because
those
things...
but also seeing that Marriage Bootcamp can like do some other shit. You
know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, but not for people who have been... Not for people who have been like together the way y'all have. Like Chad and Michelle had a TV show on OWN,
okay,
right?
Okay, but we can't... No.
No, but that's growing a relationship on TV. Y'all had it before.
I'll say this to y'all. This is what I learned from everything. My advice to any couple. It's mold yourself before the world show y'all who y'all are.
Who you are. Tell you who you are.
Or tell you
brother.
Like, let the world know who y'all is until they tell, for they mold you. Like, yo, you this. Nah,
you're this.
You that. You.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I still deal with the, if I post something, oh, like someone was like, yo, I really look up to your couple. You guys are power couple. I have someone come on there. Oh, he cheated. He was a serial cheater. I still deal with that to this day. Girl.
Pussy's a serial cheater.
Somebody cheated on her.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying. But my thing is,
I can't clap back to that.
I'm over it at this point. Like the whole cheating stuff is like, okay, girl, I told y'all that. Yeah. If I didn't tell y'all that, you would still think that we were the perfect couple. You feel what I'm saying? I told you guys. I allowed that into my life.
I agree.
You feel what I'm saying? Like,
go out. I'm like, fuck it, let's do it.
No,
I'm like, nah, fuck it, let's break up. You know
I mean, it is what it is. We're normal things. We're normal people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're not. We go through the same thing that everybody else go through. It's just our shit. It's an open book. You know.
Well, people can't see this or feel this if you're listening to the podcast. The energy in this room with you two of the love, I really Honestly, it's I swear palpable. To God, I feel it. Like, I'm actually like jealous right now.
I know, I'm sitting here like,
real
dang.
Talk. I'm like, damn, maybe I'm going home by myself.
Where my dog? Remind me of my friends who were no, like I feel like, years,
and like, people go through shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I appreciate the fact that you guys work through that. You know what I mean? And just keep a real keep conversation. You know what I'm saying?
I tell people, and it is on a spiritual level that a lot of people won't understand. I was sent to him.
Mm.
I was prophesized this.
I was sent you understand to what
I'm saying?
Though.
No, we were sent to each other. But what I'm saying is, I was prophesized. I'm on some real shit. Like, I really was prophesized that, you know, like, one day I was in a room praying, and I was asking for the clarity because he was going buck wild. And I was here in Atlanta by myself, and I was new there, and I was like, God, why would you bring me here? Like, why would you bring me in such a situation where, you know, he don't even know what he really wants to do. No, but I have no real family here. It's just me. Why would you bring me here?
Why'd you do that?
And I had, our air conditioning had broken. I had called someone to come and fix it. And when the guy came in, he was like, he fixed the air conditioning before he left. He turned around and he was like, God sent, this man was not in my house when I had this conversation with the Lord. And he says, God sent you here for a reason and it's not about you. You were sent here for a reason. He said, when you figure that out, everything else in life would be panned out. Mm. And amen. I never even realized it until
thank
up
God
until now.
Hey, whoever you air conditioning man.
I never seen that man again.
Well, right. Yeah. Praise to the air conditioning man, right?
Angels are everywhere.
And I never seen that man again ever. And it's like, it was a confirmation. Like, and even then when I thought about it, I never thought, it went over my head. But years looking back, now where we are and looking back, like, damn. You get what I'm saying? It was a battle that I was sent to fight. You know what I'm saying? There were some things that in his corner, that he needed me in his corner for. And there were some things that I needed him for. He showed me how to be a fearless woman and not be afraid to, like, people think, oh, he's walking, oh, that's why he helped her with everything. He didn't know anything about fashion, about swimsuits and manufacturers and how to do
that.
I would come to him like, I need help. Reach to your contacts. He like, man, not my contacts. I got music contacts. I don't know.
But that's what I also appreciate about him, because of the fact that you didn't have ego with it. You know what I'm saying? You were like, let me let my wifey do this and grow where she needs to grow. But you didn't have ego about that. And I appreciate that about you, man.
But you guys have this, like, whirlwind. That's a whirlwind love story. Like, yeah, 3 weeks moving down. Like, and it worked out and it's beautiful and it was in alignment. What do you tell your daughter, though, as she's coming into all of this and experiencing? She's 13 now, so she's moving into the world of love and dealing with guys and that kind of thing. Like, what kind of advice are you giving to her?
You know what my daughter told me the other day? I'm telling you. See, my baby's a little bit different. She's like, she's a little different. And she said to me the other day, she said, Mommy, you know, I don't want to get married. And I said, why not? She's like, because, think about it. If I get married, then I become his property. She said property. She said, I take his last name. I lose my identity.
She's 13. She said, I'm not going to be able to travel the world. I want to travel around. I want to go to London. I want to just hang here.
She told this.
She like this. We looking like this. Like,
I love that.
But she's that's just who she is. She's such a, like, understand. Like, she, my baby, see, I'm the type of mother, I don't hold anything back from my daughter. You know what I'm saying? Like, we talk. We have a conversation. That's my
real
best
conversation.
Friend. I mean, I go on a yacht. My baby going with me on the yacht.
You feel me?
If I go on a yacht party, there's times I've been to parties and I'm like, okay, baby, go downstairs, watch TV. Like, I just keep that connection with my daughter because, like I said, I come from
home. I think that's important.
Yeah, so she's very smart. She's not going to be green, as we would say, when it comes to the real world.
Bro,
that's the best way to do it with kids. Is like nowadays, I see there's like a line of friendship and parent.
Yeah.
Where, like, my parents used to hide things, and it's like, okay, well, now this is why you didn't want to, I didn't tell you certainty because y'all was acting we got to be this place as well. But once you break that barrier, that's why your daughter can talk like that.
Yeah, and then it's a thin line. Don't give me, she get too crazy. Now, we ain't that much of friends.
It will pop off.
And that's the boundary.
That's the
boundary. It comes, but it's like when I go off, he gets quiet like I'm about to beat him too. Like, I'm like, why are you?
Nah, she go too hard.
I'm like, because
she makes you smile, so you like, I don't even know how to speak to her like that.
No, when I go, like, because I'm the type, I'll say something over and over again, and my daughter, like, by the time I realize that I done told you to take your shoes upstairs 20 times, right. Then I snap.
It's a situation.
There's one thing about y'all that we cannot fucking stand.
She will not clean that room.
She will not clean her goddamn room.
I'm hoping she'll grow out of it. Yeah. Sometimes her business, she'll be mad.
You know what? She'll get tired of the clutter.
It's a fake.
Mine's just a kid. I'm not going to say how deep it is.
Mine took me to like 23, 24 to be like, listen, you know what?
Yo, but guess what, though? Check this out. We'll tell Charlie. Hey, Charlie. We getting you a new phone.
It don't matter.
She'll clean that room spot.
She cleaned that motherfucker like a housekeeper. Really? I'm talking about, you see the window like, ding! You're like, damn. Like,
you can clean. All
right, well, listen, they're making us rap, but I want to ask you this, because you're here to promote Marriage Bootcamp, obviously. Yeah.
This is
it. Premieres tonight. Tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern
Every
time.
Every Thursday.
So let me ask you this. So when you went into the marriage, what would you rate your marriage and where you're at now after Marriage Bootcamp? So 1 to 10.
I said we went in there.
We went in a strong 7.
Okay.
Strong 8.
We came. No.
I'm talking from the beginning of our match. Oh, match boot camp?
Yeah.
Oh, we was 10. Then we left a strong 10.
You went in 10.
No, but what was the hardest? Because they put y'all through some
stuff. Wait. You went in 10. Where'd you leave?
A strong 10.
Yeah. Hello, they here.
10 plus.
Because last season, Aubrey and Paul.
Everybody didn't leave together.
What was the hardest thing from that marriage boot camp really put y'all in? Because they do. And I love that they show couples.
Doing things together.
Forcing each other to happen. What, like the obstacles?
Oh, why you gonna look at me?
She did. He did look at me.
Wait, was it more the conversation or obstacles? Like, because they make you do obstacles.
Pay attention to
that. I can see that.
I'm gonna be watching tonight.
You gonna see. Make sure you tweet me.
It's like a car scene. It's like we're going to court.
We're gonna tweet Tammy. Tweet Tammy.
Let me know if I'm wrong, because I'm not.
Which couple was the most drama on the show, though?
It's like Love and Hip Hop on Wii TV.
Who is it?
Who had the most drama?
Yeah, the most drama on the show. Because I don't feel like it was y'all.
Soldier nigga got the most.
No, it definitely wasn't y'all.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, everybody had their moments of drama that we went crazy. I'm not going to lie, every couple. Everybody. But I think Soldier Nia was just like constant, like, you know what you's going to get in the middle of the night.
I think this
going to be Lil Mo.
No,
Mo is funny as hell. Wow,
she funny as hell.
Mo is like Martin, I swear.
She's like a female Martin.
I can't wait to watch that. I can't wait to watch.
I ain't even lying, bro. Mo,
I got a DVR.
Well, she forever gonna be our friend.
This is the first. Call you have Mo to realize forever, this is the first
hip hop edition.
Yeah, no, hip hop edition, and the first Marriage Bootcamp where they're all black people in the same industry together.
Oh, it's only black people.
Yeah pretty much.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
In the same industry together.
Heck yeah.
We're in that car. We turned that house out. I mean, we didn't have space games. We didn't drunk. We didn't.
No, well, I know.
We might have a whole
You haven't had space, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Space.
I'm serious.
Oh, no. We're going home.
That house is a trap. They need to call the Marriage Bootcamp Trap House.
I ain't mad at you, girl.
Trap edition.
I ain't mad.
With some of the couples, I was looking at them like, wait a minute, hold up. Are we forcing a couples up in here? But
I'm happy. I'm happy they ain't bring like a whole bunch of like everybody that's lit.
Right.
They just got just
it's
people.
Real shit.
Just people.
What advice would you give to somebody who's getting married right now?
Why?
Why
I get married?
No, don't take it as negative.
That's what people problem. That's the motherfucking word.
What do you mean by why, though?
When I say why is, why are you getting married?
Oh, okay, I got you. Okay.
You need to ask yourself that. Like, why are you getting married?
Okay, I feel that.
It is not because I'm in love right now. No, it's because I love her.
Oh,
period. I'm in love right now. No, it's beyond in love. Like, me for Tammy... Love is just like, nigga, that's a word that y'all use. Like, I'm telling you, like, that's why I didn't even want a ring. I'm telling y'all, a ring couldn't
Because that
be
was
that.
My question. Why did it take...
Because,
not, that
man,
took so long.
I'm not going to lie. And that was selfish. Marriage Bootcamp made me realize how selfish that was.
Wow.
I was wrong for that. But in the same token, it felt like a curse. I felt like everybody was judging how big it is. And I just didn't want the love to be for the ring. I wanted it to be for us.
I think for me, more so, the reason why I wasn't impressed about the whole ring situation, because I felt as though, first of all, when we went and got our tattoos and we eloped, that was personal to us.
Yeah,
that was something that we did and we said and we talked about. And I feel like I told him, I said, hey, if we make it to 5 years married, then I deserve my dream wedding. I deserve the biggest rock. I deserve all of that. You get what I'm saying?
Then when I got a rock, she's like,
rock. Listen, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. Hey, look, that rock, it had blinded me a couple times tonight when she was talking and that hand went up. I was like, oh shit, I need my sunglasses on this shit.
But check her out, though. I show him, like, yeah, I'm gonna get this ring. What the fuck? You must cut my fucking hand off? That shit's too big.
Because he was ODing. Like, he was getting rings that were like, I mean, this rock is big, granted. But it's
beautiful.
Thank you, but it's perfect.
But it fits. It fits.
Now, if a rock with this, like, come, yeah. Who you trying to impress? Is it for me or is it for them?
I feel you. Yeah. Right. I feel you. All right, so where can fans find y'all? Like, on social media, if they want to talk about the show tonight and have a little
You can find me on Instagram.
And what's that?
It's Charlie's Angel with 3 L's.
Okay.
And, you can find my husband. Where you at?
Where?
Waka Flocka on all social media platforms.
Yeah.
Hey. There you go.
Courtney?
I'm all over the social media at Stuart Starlet.
Everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
You can find me at Dario Kristen and on This Is LA on CBS coming soon in February. And listen, you guys actually... Real talk, my favorite new couple.
I know, right?
Seriously, like, I haven't had this much fun.
Relationship goals. Hashtag relationship goals right here. All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next week.
Hopefully motivational speaker.
I want them to come back. I know they won't, but I want them to come back. All right, y'all. Have a great weekend. Peace.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.